Unit 23. The Hope Diamond. The Hope Diamond is currently on display in the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History, where anyone can see it. Its journey to the museum is full of fascinating detours, as well as rumors of a terrible curse. The legend starts in India several centuries ago. A famous French explorer named Jean-Baptiste Tavernier found a beautiful blue diamond in the eye of an Indian statue. He was stunned by the brilliant blue shine of the diamond, so he stole it. In the end, he was killed by wild wolves in Russia. People believed that the angry Hindu gods placed a deadly curse on Tavernier. He was believed to be the first victim of the curse. After Tavernier's sudden death, the blue diamond became the possession of King Louis XIV and Marie Antoinette. Unfortunately, they were also killed, and the blue diamond disappeared for almost 20 years. The diamond next appeared in a jewelry store in England in 1813. No one knows if it was the same stone, but it looked almost exactly like it. According to the legend, King George IV bought the diamond from a man named Daniel Eliason. King George died poor, and the diamond was sold to pay off his debts. By 1839, the diamond belonged to Henry Philip Hope, who christened it the Hope Diamond. The Hope family went bankrupt, which added to the legend of the diamond's curse. The diamond stayed in the Hope family for 60 more years. After that, it was bought and sold several times until Evelyn McLean bought it in 1910. It seems that everywhere the Hope Diamond went, tragedy followed. Evelyn's firstborn son, Vincent, died in a car crash when he was only 9. McLean suffered another major loss when her daughter committed suicide at age 25. In addition, Evelyn McLean's husband was declared insane and confined to a mental institution until his death in 1941. All of these terrible traumas contributed to the curse of the Hope Diamond. After being passed from hand to hand for over 100 years, the Hope Diamond was finally donated to the Smithsonian Museum by Harry Winston in 1958. Believers in the curse say that Winston wanted to get rid of the diamond, but he only wanted to start a public collection of precious stones. That way, everyone would be able to enjoy the beautiful and scary Hope Diamond. A different opinion started to be raised that most of the stories about the curse of the Hope Diamond are not really true. It said a French reporter talked about a cursed diamond to sell more magazines in 1909. There was never any actual proof of the curses, but the stories and legends give the diamond a special quality. It may not be cursed, but the Hope Diamond has become the most famous diamond in the world.